This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
You're listening to JoJo Siwa Now with me, JoJo Siwa, an iHeartRadio podcast. Oh my God, I'm laughing at this before I even start this. Oh, frick me. Dating as a celebrity. I wish there was a textbook answer. I wish there was a pamphlet, a user manual, an instruction sheet. Shit, if there wasn't, it was in a different language, I would learn that language just to figure out how to do this. It is one of the hardest things about my job. Whenever I say, you know, being a celebrity, or I call myself a celebrity, I always get very strange. I mean, I know that is like what I am or who I am, but it's very weird to call yourself a celebrity. I don't know why, but it's just one of those things for me. So if I'm talking and I'm saying that and it's weird for you to hear that, just know that it's weird for me to say it too, but it is what it is. So we're gonna get past that. Anyways, one of the things about doing and being who I am, being a super public figure, dating in the limelight can be very, very tricky. Now, look, I've only learned by trial and error, and there's been a lot of trial, and there has sure as hell been a lot of error, and that is something that I think for the last few years, actually, I was a bit naive to, and a bit like, nothing's wrong, I'm fine. But then I think in this last year, 2023, really taking the time to just be alone and looking back at things I did, mistakes I made, good things I did, it really allowed me to be like, oh, you know what? There was some error, and that is okay. And some of the error was on my behalf. Some of the error was on my partner's behalf. But I think being able to actually realize that is a very, very, very massive thing. Long story short, today we are going to be deep diving, talking about all of this. This is my free therapy session for myself. So thank you for listening. Every single person that is hearing this right now, you are my therapist for the next 30 minutes, because I do not have one, even though I should. I don't. It's okay. We're fine. That's what you're here for. Being a celebrity, it is very difficult to enter the dating scene. Just initially meeting somebody, you know, just being a human, it's hard to enter the dating scene. You go out, you might find somebody, you might not. How do you meet somebody? Who do you work with? Are these your, you know what I mean? There's a lot that goes into how do you actually meet somebody. But as a person in the world, dating apps are a thing now. And they make it very, very much so more convenient, for sure. And more, I guess they make dating more accessible. But the thing is, for being a celebrity, you cannot have a dating app. Now, there is Raya, and that is some fancy one for celebrities that you have to get approved to be in. You got to get requested. You're referred. It's a whole thing. But there's not that many people on it. And so what happens is the thing with Hinge, Tinder, Bumble, all of them, they see your name. So I'll put in Joelle Siwa. I won't even put in JoJo Siwa because Joelle is what's on my ID and what's on my passport and all that. And I'll send in my passport, my birth certificate. I make the joke. I'm always like, shit, I'd send in my social security number and I'd still get blocked. But it is so true. They just, the algorithm notices the name and then they take it down. And, you know, then I'll email, tell them what's up. And I've done this all before. They'll say, okay, we'll get it up and we'll leave it up. But then again, just over time, the algorithm just takes it down. And so dating apps are not really a thing. So for me, I feel like I honestly meet most people. I think actually pretty much everybody just through regular social media, through Instagram DMs, TikTok DMs. I met one person. I was in, let's go back a little bit, because my first like true fling was with a boy, and I knew him as a family friend for years, but we didn't have like a fling until I was famous. But it was very normal because we had known each other since I was like 5 or 6. My second fling actually ended up becoming my first boyfriend. I got introduced to him through friends, and that was kind of, it's kind of like a social media relationship in a way. Like I will never deny that I thought he was like cute for a time, but it was never like, we were never going to truly be in love. You know what I mean? Like it was more for like videos and stuff for sure. And then I met my first girlfriend actually on a cruise ship. That was very interesting. When I met her, we were just friends for a while. She was dating somebody at the time. She was dating a boy actually at the time. And we became very good friends very quickly on this cruise. And what's interesting is I actually, in the beginning, thought she had no idea who I was because she was not acting like she did at all. And so whatever, we were fighting over this crane game. This is like 3 days into the cruise. We were fighting over this crane game, and she had been around me when people were coming up to me, but like, I just thought she like didn't think anything about it. I don't know what I thought. I mean, I was young. I was 15. And so whatever, it literally doesn't matter. Anyways, we're fighting over this like claw machine, and we're fighting over it, wrestling over it. And she stops and she looks at me and she said, "Aren't you supposed to be nice?" Like, you know, because obviously I would like to think that I'm nice, but of course the brand, you know, Hold the Drama, Kid and Candy, Forever Girl, Supergirl, DREAM. It's very much so happy-go-lucky, very positive vibes driven. And so I looked at her and I was like, "Oh, so you do know who I am?" And she was like, "Yeah, of course I do. Everybody does. But like, it just isn't why like I wanted to become friends with you." And I was like, "Oh, that's sweet. Like, didn't think much of it. Whatever." And so then cut to a year later, she ended up becoming my very first girlfriend. And so that's how we met. And then after that, every other girlfriend or partner of interest, even if they didn't become my girlfriend, has been just through social media. And that is something that is very interesting because you can't tell who people truly are, but you think you can. And it's a trap that I've fallen into a few times now where I'm like, "Oh, I know exactly who this person is. I mean, I see them every day on social media." Not realizing that I see 30 seconds of their 24 hours a day on social media. And I'm sure that that's been the same from partners to me, you know what I mean? But I have met some really incredible people through social media that just never went anywhere. You know what I mean? Like, there's no shame in being like, "Hey, we don't work out as like partners in a relationship, but we can be homies." You know what I mean? And so that's something that I'm very grateful for. A lot of my people that I was like, "Oh man, this person's hot. Let me slide into the DMs." It's gone nowhere, but it's become very homey, very friendly. And that's a vibe that I love. I think friends are freaking awesome. But now I want to dive into, that's kind of how I meet people. But now, so say I'm with somebody, this is where it gets really tricky. So we already passed tricky stage one, right? We found somebody, now we're happy. Let's enter tricky stage two. We go out on a date. Now, when you go out on a date, you know, you want it to just be you and that person. You ditch the whole world and you go to dinner with just them, and you can look into each other's eyes and everyone disappears and you're in this beautiful moment. And then all of a sudden, boom, bam, boom, somebody will come up to you and say, "Oh my gosh, can I take a picture with you?" And that is who I am before this relationship and during this relationship, and if this relationship ends, after this relationship. And I'm very proud and I'm very, very grateful for fans, and I would love love to take a picture with you, of course, but there's something to be said about that. Like, it's so public. You're never just the two of you. You know what I mean? And so I'll be at dinner and that's a situation that will happen. And, you know, you snap out of that moment very quickly. And for me, it's a very normal thing to snap out of that moment, to meet the fan, to take a picture. A lot of times it'll be kids, you know? And so, of course, I want to have the best time ever with the kid and just say, oh, how's your dinner? Are you having a fun night? Like, oh my gosh, it's your birthday. Happy birthday. And, you know, spend a second to talk to them. I know if I saw Miley Cyrus, I would want to have my moment. You know what I mean? Like, I'd want to take a picture. I'd want to say hi. And so I can get it. I can see where people are coming from. Miley, I would care if you're on a date. I would be very, very respectful. But I understand where people are coming from. People don't even know that they're, you know, coming in during a moment. And so it's something for me that's very normalized. But for my partner at the time, or I mean, this happened on every relationship. So for my partners, it's very much like, whoa, wait a second. I thought this was about us. You know what I mean? And so that's something that's very hard. So I've actually found that dating not in public places for me is easier, which I saw Prince Harry said something actually about when he started dating Meghan. It wasn't like, oh, hey, let's go out to the movies because everyone's going to see us. It's like, hey, come meet my family, the Queen of England. You know what I mean? And so it's like, that's your first date, is in your house, in your home. Whereas a lot of people, you know, you go out for a long time, you have all these fun little moments, and then you come home and then you meet the family. But dating as a celebrity, you do that in reverse. You don't get to be public right away. You have to keep it private in your confined home. So that's something that almost breaks a boundary a little too quick, and I found is very difficult to deal with because, you know, you're letting somebody into your whole life right away without even knowing them. And it's tricky. It's tough.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
This is Raquel Willis from Queer Chronicles. Right now, there are close to 500 anti-LGBTQ+ bills in state legislatures across the country. Lambda Legal is leading the charge against these hateful bills that target mostly trans and non-binary people. You can fight discrimination and help write the next chapter of Lambda Legal history. To learn more about their open cases and to donate, visit lambdalegal.org. That's lambdalegal.org.
I have found there are some things that are a very, very, very good date. Movie, I know people say that movies suck as first dates, but as a celebrity, they are so great because you can go and you can sit in a dark theater. You can enter right when the movie starts. And you can exit right when it ends. No one knows you're there. Also, escape rooms, because you can book out the whole escape room. No one will know that you're in there. You're bonding. You're having fun. You're working together. You're thinking. You're talking. You're laughing. There's a lot of good about escape rooms, and they can be very, very private. So I feel like those for me are like my first like go-to. What are we going to do today? Let's do this. You know what I mean? But honestly, aside from that, like a nice car ride to the beach and like, but then you get to the beach and there's paparazzi there. You know what I mean? It's like there's no privacy anywhere. And so I've learned that you have to be very cautious because a lot of times, oh my God, this one time, hit this. Are you ready for this one? Buckle up. So I took my best friend. I cannot reiterate enough. best friend who is in a relationship who I like, I love their relationship. Like, live your life, do your thing. I am her best friend. Took her to Erewhon. We go in, we have fun, we leave, whatever. We're back in the car eating food. We didn't know this. We got paparazzi'd. Totally fine, totally normal. Paparazzi publishes this article, photos of us laughing. Obviously, it's my best friend. Like, we're going to laugh. JoJo Siwa on date with Instagram model, yada, yada. When I tell you, I looked at it and I laughed and thought it was hilarious. And then it was like, JoJo Siwa being so chivalrous, got the door for, okay, whatever, fine. This was like a whole like, oh my God, they're really running with this, right? I get back to this place. Now, the getting the door and the chivalrous part is a very important part of the story, because I get back to this place, Erewhon that we were at, it's an automatic door. It is an automatic sliding glass door. You walk and it opens. And so that just goes to show you that, like, you never know what you're reading in the press. But it is interesting. Now, the thing for me is I let people in very, very easily. And then I get very scared as soon as I let them in. I let them in and then I get very insecure about a lot of things. I overthink a lot of things and I just immediately run. Like, that's definitely a me thing. And so I've had to really lean on my friends to kind of help me judge different people and be like, is this person good for me? Is this person bad for me? And then this is something that's very interesting, is I recently had to add, after they go through my friends, is like, no, we think they're a cool person. I have a security team. And this is something that's very strange for me. And I don't like it necessarily. I'm not comfortable with it, but it's because of an incident that happened that I have to do. And it's a procedure and a thing that I have to do and a step that I have to go through, is once I start seriously talking to somebody, they do have to go through a background check with my security team. And that is a very, very awkward conversation, especially because it has to happen very early in the talking stage. And so, you know, when you're in the talking stage and you like don't really know if you're talking or not, but like you think you're talking, but you don't really know and you don't want to say anything because that might make it weird. That's the phase where I have to be like, hey, so can my security team talk to you? Like, that is, it's the strangest. And there is a very specific reason why I have to do that. Something did happen to me with me. And I know that it's a step that I have to take, and it is something that I have to do to protect me. So that way what happens doesn't happen again. And I don't end up in that situation again, but it is a very, very, very awkward conversation to have with a like thinking about it person. But normally all things have been good. I've had to do this with a few different people. Normally people, God, that makes me sound so crazy. I've literally done it with one person. Literally, I've done it with one. Let me not be dramatic. I've had to do it with one person. It went fine. It went smoothly. We are good to go. Like, it was very great. That person and I never ended up doing anything, never ended up going anywhere. Never. We still talk occasionally, but not like that. Not on like a cute level, just on like a like homie level. They're in a happy relationship now, which is great. Very happy for them. But that conversation was so awkward, but they were fine with it. They were fine with it. So hopefully whoever I have to have that conversation with next, they're okay with it. But damn, it's just strange. Another thing about being a celebrity and dating is the scheduling is very, very confusing. Because my life is my career and my career is my life, you know? And so at any given moment, you know, I could be on, you know, working in my career, and then I could be off, and then I could be on, and could be off. And it's very busy. It's a lot of rehearsals. It's a lot of studio time. It's a lot of, you know, working time. It's a lot of TV show filming time. There's a lot of that. But I always say that I'm very good for making time for what I want to make time for. Now, this does kind of transition me into my double life. So I say that I am two people. I'm not two people. I'm very much so one person. But there is two sides to me, right? There's the JoJo Siwa that the world knows, has always known, sees, whatever, this human, you know what I mean? Then my real name is Joelle. And the thing is Joelle is also just me. It's just the version of me that's like literally the 10 minutes before I go to bed at night. That's her. You know what I mean? But the thing is I am always both. And that's something that's been really tricky. I've been in my two serious relationships. One has liked JoJo, but not Joelle. And one has liked Joelle, but not JoJo. And that is something that I find very difficult to juggle because I have this talk with people that, look, the thing is you can't just like me when I am working or performing and then not when I'm behind closed doors. It's very strange. It's the same thing. And both people are present at all times. A lot of times, you know, I was in a relationship where someone would say to me like, hey, like, you're not that right now. Like be like who you really want to be right now. And saying like, be Joelle right now. Don't be JoJo. And I'd be like, wait, that's not a thing. It's not, I'm not like too, it doesn't turn off. Like, I don't just like, I don't switch flavors. Like, what do you, it's both. And so then I had a deep dive into this conversation with this partner of being like, look, the thing is when I'm on stage, it's Joelle's like hard work that's driving that performance. It's Joelle's grit. When I am chilling in my room, relaxing and like no one's around, it's still both. JoJo doesn't just like go away. My work has never left ever. And that is something that I am very, very used to and I love and I care very, very much about. But when someone new comes into that has a normal life, it's very tricky to explain, look, I am always this human and that human. I'm always both. Neither one comes or goes. It's a very confusing topic. And I wish it could make more sense. And I wish it was easier to explain. And I wish there was a word for it or a definition or a story that I could tell. But it truly is one of those things that's like just a feeling that like you either get it or you don't. And I'm very lucky. I have some very good friends in my life who just understand it. My best friend's forever, Rachel. She's been my best friend since I was 12. She somehow has always understood it and always been able to be there for me in career moments, in personal moments, and know that when I'm having the high of my career, I might be having the low of my life, but somehow I can have both at the same time. And then I might be having the high of my life, but the low of my career, and I can have both at the same time. And so that's something that I'm truly looking for in a partner, somebody who can understand that. But that is just one of those things. It's like, look, you either get it or you don't. And I can't teach it. I can explain it. But it's one of those things that I don't know really how to start that conversation until it just like comes up. And I think I actually got scared away from that conversation because I did have it with somebody who I was very interested in. And after I had that conversation, you know, it was a gradual process, but they kind of ran away a little bit. And that, to me, kind of scared me away from that conversation because I was like, ah, shit, like, I just got to let people think what they want. But then at the same time, I was like, but all that they need to know, you know what I mean? It is so crazy.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
This is Raquel Willis from Queer Chronicles. Right now, there are close to 500 anti-LGBTQ+ bills in state legislatures across the country. Lambda Legal is leading the charge against these hateful bills that target mostly trans and non-binary people. You can fight discrimination and help write the next chapter of Lambda Legal history. To learn more about their open cases and to donate, visit lambdalegal.org. That's lambdalegal.org.
So let's just go to my past, right? Obviously, I've been in some very, very, very public relationships. And there is something that happens when I'm in these relationships that I still am learning how to deal with and learning how to navigate. So whatever, we'll post a cute video. It's fun. It's fresh. It's fierce. We're living our lives. Boom, bam, comment section. What? How do you deal with this? You know, you have people, A, comparing to your last relationship, B, shading your relationship, telling people that you don't belong together, telling you that you can do much better, telling your partner that they can do much better. And it's like, whoa, did not know people cared that much about my relationship, but okay. And that's something that's very interesting. It's like, you kind of gotta pick your battles. And I think I've just learned that, like, people are going to talk, especially on the internet. People are going to talk shit, and it is so foul and it is so wrong, but people will. I do think one of the reasons why I want to keep future relationships private is because my exes, while I was with one of them, got compared to one another. And that is something that I mean, obviously, you know, I talk about my exes publicly because it was very public. It's still very public. It's all out there. And the thing is, I always felt guilty being like, you have to see this with her, but I'm not with her, but I know what I shared with her and I know what it looked like, but now I'm doing that with you. Like, it's just say I started dating someone right now, right? And they look up JoJo Siwa girlfriend, they're going to see two girls and bless themselves. You know what I mean? And so that's something that I'm like, shit, I really wish I would have taken my dad's advice and kept everything super private, but I didn't. And that's something that I just live and learn, and it's okay. And obviously whoever I date next, you know, is going to, I'm assuming at some point, Google my name and they're going to see my exes and they're going to know my past. And I'm very open about my past. You know what I mean? But I think that's something that comes with time and maturity and aging is I now am like, oh, like, I used to care so much about, like, my partner's exes. You know, I used to want to know about them and are you still in love with them? Now, I feel like I'm at a point in time and I'm at an age in life where I, like, literally that your ex is the least of my worries. I remember when it used to be, like, my biggest problem, but now, oh my God, I literally, like, if you want your ex, go be with them. Like, if you're still in love with your ex, don't be with me. Like, that's kind of where I'm at in life now, but I remember being like, just say you're in love with your ex, you know you are. Like, literally, JoJo, relax, go, like, calm down, you're, just stop it. That's one of the things, one of the traits about me that I am very happy to have fixed. Now, sliding into DMs is something that I have no shame doing. I will slide faster than I slid into home plate during the celebrity softball game, happily, all the time, as much as possible. People have slid into me at my DMs, and I do check. Like, I thoroughly will check my Instagram DMs, TikTok DMs. I'll check my TikTok comments. I'll check TikToks that I'm tagged in. I'll check my tagged photos on Instagram. It is how I find people, and so I have no shame in sliding. People that have slid in my DMs, actually quite a few that I've ended up, like, becoming very good friends with. Thought for a time it might have been more than that, never went anywhere, and that's cool too. But not I love a slide in the DMs. Some people are ashamed of it. I'm not at all. I think it's so, what, how else do you expect to, like, not just freaking slide in and enjoy it? Something that's interesting is dating a celebrity versus dating not a celebrity. I've dated somebody who's in the industry and I've dated somebody who's not in the industry. And honestly, both came with their perks. They really did. Both had their pros. Both had their cons. I think personally, I don't care if somebody's in the industry. I do think if they're in the same exact career path as mine, you know, like, I think dating a musician, as much as I love Billie Eilish, I think it would be very, very tricky. Because that's my passion. That's what I love to do. I love to perform. And so I want somebody who that's not their passion. I want to be able to go to their games or to their shows that are not, you know, if they were a comedian, I'd want to go to their shows. But I think if Psy was dating another artist, that for me would be very tricky to navigate. And so I think industry doesn't bug me. But look, I'm a firm believer in like your person is going to be your person. Whatever they do, whatever walk of life they come from, that is meant to be your person. And so I'm just sitting here patiently waiting. Anytime Billie Eilish wants to walk through my door, it is wide open. But I am patiently waiting for anybody, whoever that person may be one day. Whoever the mother of Freddie, Eddie, and Teddy is, we will find out one day. Last thing that I want to talk about is my fun dates that I have been on. So the world has this joke with me about Disney dates. And it's actually kind of funny. I just started talking to somebody and I'm enjoying it very, very much. We'll see the future of life. But one of the first things they said to me was, oh my God, I'm going to Disney. I love Disney so much. And I was like, oh shit, here we go. They were just going like on their own in a couple of days. And I was like, here we go. Here the freak we go. Yes, I do go to Disney a lot on dates. The thing is, Disney is very fun and very simple as a celebrity to go to. It's a very good day. You can walk through the back routes. You have a guide. They get you private rides. You have private seating at dinner. They make it very accommodating for celebrities to go to Disney. And so that's one of the reasons why I love going on dates to Disney, is because it is very, very accommodating. Now, with that, I've learned it's also very, very public. And I've got to be very, very careful about that. Will I be? Absolutely not. If somebody says to me they want to go on a Disney date, I will happily take them on a Disney date for sure. I will say, though, I've had a few friends be like, oh, I want to go to Disneyland with you. And I tell them straight up, I'm like, look, we can go, but just know what will come out of this. I was like, obviously, there's nothing between us, but just know how it will be. And that's just not something. I think one of the most outrageous dates I ever went on was a Disney date and a courtside Laker date back to back. Same girl. Thing is, Disney's not cheap. It's not cheap to go to, especially, you know, you get all this nice luxury treatment as a celebrity, but it does come with a very, very pretty price. And the Disney team's amazing, and I love them very much, and I love working with them very much. But yeah, it's a pretty penny. And of course, courtside Laker tickets are a pretty penny. And yeah, boom, bam, one day after another, that was definitely the most outrageous dates I've ever gone on back to back. But it was fun. It was worth it. Do I regret it? No. Maybe a little bit. Maybe just a little bit. Just like a little bit. But like, it was fun. So I don't think I do, but maybe a little bit. It's fine. It's fine. I mean, to wrap this up, look, the thing is dating as a celebrity is hard. Very much so. Dating is normal. As just a human is hard. Of course, being a celebrity, you know, it has its other weird little quirks and things that you don't even really realize. Some of them I don't even really realize. You know, I don't realize half of this stuff until it actually happens and it's in front of me. And then I'm like, oh, how do I deal with this? Yeah, you know, I look to other celebrities for advice. I have a lot of good big sisters. Meghan Trainor's been really good for me. Demi's been a really good friend. Paris Hilton's been a very, very good friend. It's interesting, just like all these really cool celebrities have given good advice, you know what I mean? And you talk to them occasionally, you have therapy sessions, they get it, they help you out. But it's not easy, but I don't think it's easy for anybody. So I can't give myself too much slack. Anyways, look, applications are open. If anybody would like to slide into the DMs, let me know. After I upload this podcast, I will be checking the DMs. So please, if you are a masked lesbian out there, submit your information now. Preferably taller than 5'8". If you're not taller than 5'8", look, it's not that big of a deal, but like preferably, it's fine. Thank you. Anyways, I love y'all very, very much. Thank you so much for listening to this Jonas You and Now. And I will see you next time. Peace out. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Be sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at JoJoSiwa Now Podcast. Be sure to write us a review, and maybe if you're feeling it, leave us 5 stars. I'll see you next week.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
This is Raquel Willis from Queer Chronicles. Right now, there are close to 500 anti-LGBTQ plus bills in state legislatures across the country. Lambda Legal is leading the charge against these hateful bills that target mostly trans and non-binary people. You can fight discrimination and help write the next chapter of Lambda Legal history. To learn more about their open cases and to donate, visit lambdalegal.org. That's lambdalegal.org.